Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Him as wanting to win a Stanley Cup. That's a win-win-win for the organization and a win-win-win for the people of Edmonton.
Leon Draisaitl, 50th of the year!
This is exciting for the fans of Edmonton. They deserve it.
I think he's the most advanced player that's ever played. Is that an overstatement, or are we watching somebody that is truly special?
Jay Woodcroft has done an amazing job.
Our focus is not on home ice advantage. It's not on what other teams in the Western Conference did. It's on the day's business.
Koskinen, a tremendous sliding stop on a redirect.
Evander Kane with a wraparound. The Oilers are going to the playoffs.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca. Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers. 630 CHED.
Go to school, and what would you do if you weren't doing this? I'd be driving my first car in a worn-out Dodge, trying to make rent with a dead-end job, just making do, the tips in a jar, my guitar in an old bar stool.
Today from Rogers Place, Luke Holmes, and tell you what, that recommendation came courtesy of Mitch, and that's a great tune, let me tell you. A guy that was at Appalachian State and came out of seemingly nowhere to become a huge star in the country scene. And I am not the biggest country fan, but I admit, maybe the older I get, the more you get it. This is Oilers Now. It's brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Busy show. The Edmonton Oil Kings today at 11 o'clock here at Rogers Place had their departure press conference. They head to the Memorial Cup in St. John tomorrow. We will tell you that Edmonton Oil Kings general manager Kurt Hill, who you will hear on Monday's show, made it official. Arizona Coyotes first-round pick Dylan Gunther scored 58 goals in 75 regular season and playoff games this season, is out for the upcoming Memorial Cup with a lower body injury. The Oil Kings, had they had Gunther, they would have had five members of Team Canada, four first-round picks on an Oil Kings team, 16-3 in the playoffs. Now, they're still pretty good, don't get me wrong. In the last couple days, we've heard from their captain, Jake Neighbors, who played nine games with the St. Louis Blues, and then Caden Gooley, who came over in a midseason deal with the Prince Albert Raiders, Montreal Canadiens first-round pick, and the guy I think's the best defenseman in the league. We heard from them the last 2 days. Another huge acquisition was Florida Panthers draft choice Justin Sorta from the Vancouver Giants, and Justin will join us today at 12:20 on Oilers Now. And then our regular two Friday contributors to the show for Mid-City Construction Management, Elliot Friedman today at 12:35. He is in Denver at the Stanley Cup Championship Final. Of course, the Avalanche up 1-0 over Tampa Bay, going for the three-peat. And for the record, Tampa Bay is already a modern dynasty for me. I mean, they've won two. They're in the third. It's the first time since the Oilers, 83-85. Three straight Stanley Cup championships appearances. It's hard to do. They got a great team. So we'll talk to Elliot a bit about some of the coaching carousel out there and also about some potential UFA targets. And then at 105 Sportsnet, spec for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta. And a reminder that live thoroughbred racing is back at the Century Mile Racetrack each Friday and Saturday. Free parking and free admission. More info at thehorses.com. And at 135, conversation you're not going to want to miss. He has got one of the largest stable of clients in the National Hockey League of any agency. And that is Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation. If you go to puckpedia.com, they will tell you that Johansson has the third largest financial combination of clients in the business right now. So Jerry Johansson represents Duncan Keith. He represents Brett Kulak. We might even throw out a name that might make sense for Edmonton as a goaltender, or maybe two or three. Jerry Johansson today at 1:35. Now, you can reach us at any time at the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. Get charged up for the summer. Bring your player's card to the venue and get free River Cree portable charger. For more information, head to therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us at the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally at Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott is a big part of this show, but he's not on today's show. He's getting ready for the Edmonton Elks encounter tomorrow night. So back at the 630 Chad Studios, we have Cody Jansen and Derek Scott. And in mere moments, Cody is going to bring us NHL today. But first, we'll tell you the top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. I have a feeling next week's going to be a big week for the Edmonton Oilers in terms of maybe some coaching announcements over the course. It's going to happen between now and the end of June, not just at the NHL level, but at the AHL level as well. And again, on the Oil Kings front, the Oil Kings, Kurt Hill confirming Dylan Gunther not available for the upcoming Memorial Cup. The other three teams, St. John, coached. They fired Gordie Dwyer, their head coach, after they lost opening round series in five games. They had a real good year, 47 regular season wins in the queue. They're the host team, and they've been sitting for 6 weeks. They brought in Rocky Thompson as well as Gardner McDougall out of UNB to help them get ready for the tournament. Ontario champion Steve Stales in Hamilton. Steve Stales is president GM of the Bulldogs. A lot of people think he's a future NHL general manager. And then the Quebec League champion is Shawinigan, which was an upset, but they do have Maverick Bork and Oilers first-round pick Xavier Borgo. Let's do this. We are going to head into the Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear, specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and Fort McMurray. Yesterday, Louis DeBrusque from NHL Hockey and Rogers for GCL Diesel. He was on the show and discussed Jesse Puljujärvi and where he stands in the context of the Edmonton Oilers.
I think first and foremost, it's going to be contract. Right off the bat, that's going to be the number one thing. What can you get him signed for if you're going to bring him back, if you intend to bring him back? There was a lot of discussion earlier in the year at a price point that I don't think is realistic now for Jesse Puljujärvi. And that's something that Ken Holland and the management group in Edmonton's going to have to figure out with him. I'd have no problem with giving him another opportunity, but it would have to be at a price point that obviously benefits the Oilers. And then if he proves himself and it's, you know, somewhere where he takes another step, then you can talk about a long-term deal. He did struggle, you know, but it's, you know, the thing that bothers me about it or concerns me about it is the fact that he struggled with very elite players. Now, it's not always easy to play with those elite players. I understand that. It's a different animal. It really is. But he was thrown around with some pretty intelligent, smart centermen, and it, you know, he just didn't take off the way you would expect him to take off. Now, maybe he wasn't ready for it. Maybe that's something that we're overlooking there, is that he just wasn't ready for that opportunity. Early in the year, it looked like like he was. He came out like gangbusters and just, you know, he had an assertiveness to his game that he lost. And I agree. I do believe that was confidence. And I can tell you that does happen to players. No question about it. You lose your confidence. You lose that mojo. There's other things that could be involved there too. Just, you know, relationships, how he meshes with certain people, the way he thinks the game. Is he a cerebral player? Is he more of a north and south guy? You know, for me, that would be the one thing. I think hockey IQ is certainly part of playing with any great player. You have to have that. You have to be a player that can anticipate and make sure you're in the right position at the right time, which is not easy to do. Not everybody has that skill. I'm still 50-50 on whether Jesse has that skill, to be honest with you, Bob. But I do know he's a big power forward. I agree with you in that regard. Can he be a third-line guy that is just really forceful and a dominating presence in a matchup role that's going to score you 50?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Goals in a breakout year, maybe score you 20 in that role, because those are valuable players in the league right now. Those are very, very valuable players that can elevate and jump up the lineup and play in line two and three if need be, with injuries and situations if a coach wants to shake things up. But you're a designated third line guy where, you know what, you're a matchup that other teams don't like very much. And that's where I see him right now slotting in. Is he okay with that, though? Now, that's the other question. What's the perception of the player? Ability in his own mind.
There you go. That is Louis DeBrusk with a in-depth response to Jesse Puljujärvi, where he's at right now with the Edmonton Oilers. And again, it's my belief that Ken Holland would receive lots of calls on Puljujärvi. I've mentioned Anaheim as an organization that's light on the right side. You're not getting John Gibson for Jesse Puljujärvi. And I'm not even sure you need to trade Jesse Puljujärvi. To me, you might want another year of evaluating him, given the injuries and the illness that he dealt with during the course of this season. Not sure how it's all going to play out. What I don't see happening is a five-year extension in the fives. That to me, I do not see happening. All right, let's get to NHL Today. For our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist, head to Elite Promo Marketing. Drew Schammerhorn and the staff at Elite, Edmonton-owned and operated, ElitePromoMarketing.com. Back at the 630 Chad Studios, Bob Stauffer joining you today from Rogers Place, and Cody Jansen will have our NHL Today update for us.
Well, you already talked about the coaching carousel, and John Tortorella officially announced in Philly now as the next Flyers head coach. Sammy Blais got a one-year deal with the Rangers. That's worth $1.5 million. Vegas, they trade Evgeny Dadonov for real this time to Montreal for Shea Weber's contract. The Coyotes, they finally got an approval now officially to negotiate a new Tempe Arena. As you mentioned, Oil Kings, no Dylan Guenther. They're going to kick off the Mem Cup on Tuesday against Xavier Borgo and Shawinigan. And Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final goes tomorrow. Colorado-Tampa Bay Round 2 in Denver.
All right, there you have it. Shea Weber, wow, that was a big one for Dadonov. Vegas, they are all in. I don't think they were the only team that was trying to acquire Shea Weber's contract, for the record, for a player off their existing team. My guess is there would have been more than one or two teams that would have gone down that path. It is 12:17 in Edmonton when we return on Oilers Now. A key midseason acquisition for the Memorial Cup-bound Edmonton Oil Kings is Justin Sortoff, and he will join us. You're listening to Oilers Now. Everybody, Bob Stauffer in Rogers Place. The Edmonton Oil Kings about to, I'm going to assume they're going to hit the ice over in the downtown community arena, because I'm looking down right now at the arena here in Rogers Place. And all I'm going to tell you is this is the warmest the building has been in 9 months that I've hosted the show here. So I'm in a happy mood. Without further ado, we're going to head off to the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. And welcome to the show a guy that Kurt Hill gave up two first-round picks to get. And he has delivered. He played on Team Canada's World Junior team. He was the captain of the Vancouver Giants when the trade got made. We welcome to the show Justin Sortoff. Justin, it's Bob Stauffer. You got to be pumped up. You're heading off to the Memorial Cup.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited
It should be a great tournament, and all the guys are really excited to be a part of this.
It's been a crazy year for everybody. What's it been like for a guy that, and ironically enough, your old team had a heck of an opening round, but, you know, you make Team Canada, that event gets canceled, postponed, whatever you want to call it, but now you get a kind of a second opportunity to play for, you know, you win the WHL title, but now you got a chance to win it all and win the first WHL Memorial Cup since 2014.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great opportunity in front of us, and we realize that. You know, we're going to do some video here on the other teams, obviously. I've never seen them, really, so we'll be doing stuff like that, but I think it's just going to be a great couple weeks down there. Should be some really good hockey, and no, I like I said before, the guys are just really, really excited at an opportunity to win another championship here.
How seamless has the fit been for you coming to Edmonton?
Oh, it was amazing coming in here. Just the way the teams run, the whole staff, all the guys, it's just an amazing organization. And it was really cool to be a part of for 6 months here. And no, it's some of the best memories you know, I've made are with the Oil Kings. So
I grew up at a time where there were 12 teams in the WHL. We're up to 22. The last time I can recall a team being this deep, at least it with high-end talent, was maybe Kamloops, you know, circa 92 to 90, 95 and around that window when they won 3 Memorial Cups in 4 years. There is going to be pressure on you guys, and I know you don't have Dylan. We'll get to that in a second. But you do have, you know, 5 guys that were part of the World Junior squad. You guys kind of up, you're aware that, you know, opposition teams see you as the hunted going into the event, given how much World Junior talent you had on your team?
Yeah, I mean, there's really good teams out there. They're the best teams in their, you know, their leagues there. So having 5 World Junior guys, obviously, you know, it's, I guess, having all those guys on the team, you know, some guys may look at us and kind of think, oh, you know, it's a great team and whatnot. But it goes, like, a lot deeper than that. We have so many guys who can play the game at a high pace, high IQ. So, you know, we're a really good team, but we're going to go in there as the underdogs. You know, we're just going to try and win the whole thing.
Tell me this. How does it change the team, and especially the first power play unit? Because that's where I noticed the difference, watching the games and then being down here for the games here, so especially against Seattle, once you didn't have Dylan Gunther. Like, who has to – you're obviously one of the guys that's got to maybe, you know, bring a little bit more offensive juice. But it is a loss for your squad, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Not having Gunner in the lineup is obviously a big loss with the kind of player he is. I think Cade may have touched on this in an interview, you know, a couple of days ago or something. But like you said, the other guys have to step up and fill that role. And it's a, you know, a big role to fill, but has to be done, you know, if we're going to win those games over in St. John.
All right. You open up against Shawinigan. The Oilers have a first-rounder, Xavier Bourgault. We did his games at the start of the year in the rookie tournament. They also have got Maverick Bourque. Those two players were with you on the World Junior team. A little bit of have you stayed in contact? I think Jake Neighbors said today at the presser that his roommate in the World Juniors was Maverick Bourque. But, I mean, it's going to be a sort of an interesting side note that, you know, they got a couple guys that were on the World Junior team. You're going to have 4 of the guys from the World Junior team playing in that opening game.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. Mav and, yeah, no, Borgie are really good guys there, and I talked to them quite a bit when I was with the team, I guess, in December there, and, you know, sent them congratulations and whatnot, and no, we're really excited to be able to play them, play against them, I guess, for the first time.
Did you watch, you know, TSN had all 3 championship series on. Were you able to watch on your non-game nights the other 2 championships? What'd you think?
I actually thought, you know, Shawinigan was really good. I thought Charlottetown was really good as well. Obviously, that series ended up, you know, 4-1 for Shawinigan. But I thought Charlottetown kind of looked better maybe than the series went. But watching away, like, Hamilton and Windsor, that series was really cool to watch as well, just to kind of see the different style of play out east. And, you know, some familiar faces. Will Cooley was obviously on Windsor. He was on that World Junior team. And Lucas Cormier is on Charlottetown there. It was really cool to watch those guys on days off.
Yeah, I know I had a chance to talk to Dallas Aikens lately about McTavish. I mean, he's a pretty impactful player as well, isn't he?
Oh, McTavish is, yeah, no, he's unbelievable. Watching him in that series, you can tell you can tell how strong he is and how NHL ready he is with his shot. the way he protects the puck. It's nice to watch.
We had Bill Zito on when the Oilers played Florida earlier this season, and we brought your name up because you'd just been moved to Edmonton at that stage. What did the Panthers tell you, Justin, in terms of focusing on to get them to the next level and capitalizing on this year in Major Junior when you ended up back in the WHL?
No, just to keep working on my offensive game, obviously. But I think really it's just getting a lot bigger and stronger. Obviously, when you're playing against guys around your own age, and then you make that jump, and you know you got to play against Darnell Nurse, right, or Victor Hedman, or even another young guy like Moritz Seider. Like those are big guys, and the difference in strength is definitely noticeable. So I think that's the main thing, is getting bigger and stronger, just so you can kind of hold your own out there. But there's a bunch of different things that I want to kind of adjust throughout the summer.
Justin, have a great Memorial Cup. Thank you for joining us in Oilers Now.
Yeah, no, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You bet. That is Justin Sortif. He is our Oilers Now headliner today, brought to you by Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today, and he's been a critical addition for the Edmonton Oil Kings, especially now with Dylan Gunther not available. I mean, that is a significant loss for the Oil Kings, and we knew it basically from the time of the game three of the series against Seattle. But Sortif was a third-round pick, 87th overall of Florida in 2020. And in 28 regular season games of the Oil Kings, 17 goals, 39 points. He's got 14 points in 19 playoff games. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Kevin Robertson. And when we come back, Elliot Friedman for Mid-City Construction Management.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.